This is my fifth time recording this. I still don't know exactly how it's going to pan out. But this is a love letter to Black Americans. This is in the context of the election and the uncertainty and the continued presence of police and armed white supremacists and racism and garbage. This is me sending any strength I can. This is me, someone watching from the outside, just a Black Canadian with no vote for you and no senator to call. No power for change except for my voice. So I want to use it to tell you that I love you and people on the outside, people around the world, Black people otherwise care about what's happening, wish we could do more, pray for your survival and your ability to flourish. I respect so much the way that you never stop pushing for change. You know, when the George Floyd situation happened, it felt like a really big moment for the world in terms of paying attention to what the fuck Black people are saying. North Americans, anyway. The Western world, I don't know. But, you know, other dominating headlines have dwindled the visibility and the desire for pushing for that change in a way that has not happened, at least it seems like from the outside. You haven't stopped pushing for your survival, for the right for your communities to be safe, and the right for you to continue living and breathing and simply being. It's an act of revolution, just waking up and drawing breath. You matter so much to this world. No matter what your country tries to tell you, you are so important and strong and valuable. No matter how the system, the government, random armed people in the streets try to indicate otherwise. You are powerful. Even if you can't be marching in the streets, even if you're too exhausted from reading the news or hearing the news to feel like you have any fight left, it's enough to just survive. It's amazing that you have survived. That you have a life, that you're living. It's a gift that I'm very thankful for. You matter. Your community matters. Your life matters. Having a lot of feelings about, I'm having a lot of feelings about the police, but I'm meaning to talk about the election, and like government and police are obviously so tied together, but it's relevant to talk about both, and they feel so interconnected. But it just comes down to what white supremacists, racists are allowed to do and say, and what their leader has emboldened them to say. And the government-funded militia ready to back that up. Because you're fighting for your lives. Some of you, many of you, are marching in the streets, telling the world that you know that you matter. You know that things shouldn't be like this. Things should not be like this. And the fact that that's more of a problem than, like I said, armed white supremacists in the streets, in the country, in existence, looking for violence. Celebrating oppression. Even negligence, you know. So many more black people have died from corona. A disproportionate amount, for sure. Like I said, I don't exactly know where this is going, but that shit's garbage, and you deserve better. And I just want you to know that I know, and lots of people know, and we're rooting for you, and we love you, and speaking for myself, I feel pretty fucking powerless right now. And terrified. So it must be tenfold for you. The terror, I mean, you're not powerless by any stretch of the imagination. So I hope that my voice can at least provide you with a little bit of, I don't know, really. I want to wrap you in strength and shower you in resilience and shelter you from the storm of bullshit happening. Regardless of what administration wins this election, things will be difficult. And I just need you to know that every breath you continue to take is, I think I might have said this before, but like I said, I've recorded this a million times, so I don't know what I've already said, but it is resistance, it is fight, being alive in a place where so much is stacked against you. It's unfathomably strong and something to be proud of. I want to tell you to stay safe, but that feels meaningless because you never are, especially not in these times. The big C running rampant or whatever. I just want you to know that you're loved and that you deserve so much more and that things will be okay one day. If you keep breathing and you keep the knowledge that you are worth fighting this world for, things will be okay. Not tomorrow, probably not next week, months, I don't know, potentially 4 years, longer. There's so much work to undo, even if he doesn't win, even if he's gone, there's so much to undo. But you're powerful, especially together. Your communities are strong and worth the fight as well. I know that a lot of us around the world are aching for you. in our hearts. And biting our nails because there's shit else we can do while we watch this unfold. But we love you. And we want better for you. And we respect you and the push and the fight and everything that I've said over and over again. The revolution. If you haven't, and there's still time, take your ass to the polls. You know what you need to do. Take care. Know that we would take care if we could for you. I wish I could take care for you, change things, soften things. But I can't. And so consider this a virtual voice hug. God, there's so much I want to say and don't know how. There's so much I want to say, but I don't want to overwhelm you with darkness at a time like this. Like, you are so incredible. Things will be okay. I promise. Things will be okay.